以下讲座是关于圣典博加雅谈第四篇第25章第46个诗节，题目是身体的比喻和一般的灵修的指引。讲者是 Nisimha Swami Maharaj， 日期是2003年10月19号，地点是香港庙的。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam NamaskrityamNaram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudhirayet Nasta Praeshu Vabhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtake
We're reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 25, The Characteristics of King Puranjana, Shloka 46.
Pancha,
Pancha
Dwaras
Jaras,
Tu
Paurasthya
Dakshinaika Tatotara Paschime Dwe
Amusham
Te Namami Nripa Varnaye Panchadwarastu Paurasthya Dakshinaika Tatotara Paschime Dwe Amusham Te
Namani Nipavarnaye
Panchadwarastu Paurasthya Dakshinaika Tatotara Paschime Dwe Amusham Te Namani Nripavarnaye Panchadwarastu Paurasthya Dakshinaika Tatotara Paschime Dwe Amusham Te Namani Nripavarnaye
Dwala
doors
moon
to
then yinhao
porastya facing
the eastern side minhang dong min
dakshina
southern lam min
eka
one yato
Tata,
Tata,
also,
Yek.
Utara,
Utara,
one toward the north,
one toward the north, Yadomun, Hung, Bakfong,
Paschime,
Paschime,
similarly on the western side,
similarly on the western side, Tongyang de Joy Saifong,
Dwe,
two.
Amusham
of them tamun de
te
unto you hung lei
namani
names mingji nipa
o king
o god wong
varnaye
I shall describe or you hung lei ying yong
Translation, my dear king, of the nine doors, five led toward the eastern side, one led toward the northern side, one led toward the southern side, and two led toward the western side. I shall try to give the names of these different doors.
译文，我亲爱嘅国王啊，呢度今日有九道闸门啦，咁咧个城门啦，咁有五道门咧就系咧朝向东面嘅，而一道门咧就朝向北面，一道门咧就朝向南面，另外两道门咧就朝向西面。我咧会尝试咧系讲出呢啲唔同嘅闸门嘅城门咧嘅名字嘅。
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jai. Of the seven doors on the surface, namely the two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, and one mouth, five look forward, and these are described as the doors facing the eastern side. Since looking forward means seeing the sun, these are described as the eastern gates, for the sun rises in the east. The gate on the northern side and the gate on the southern side represent the two ears.And the two gates facing the western side represent the rectum and the genitals. All the doors and gates are described below.
咁要旨由舒拉帕帕提供啦。咁咧有表面咧就有七道城门啦。咁咧系包括咧两个眼睛啦，两个耳朵啦，两个鼻孔啦，一个口啦。五个咧就系朝住正面啦。咁咧呢度被形容为咧系向住东面啦。咁而望住太陽嘅意思咧，當你望住前面，即係望住太陽咧，咁所以呢度咧就講到東面啦。咁因為太陽由東方升起嘅，而北面同埋南面嘅城門咧就係代表兩個耳朵啦。而呢個西面嗰兩個城門咧就係代表咧呢個肛門啦同埋生殖器啦。咁所有嘅城門咧喺以下咧會被描述嘅。
Om Agyana Timarandasya Giranjana Shalakaya Chaksura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Narada Muni is giving his analogy to Maharaj Prachini Barisat.
咁Narada Muni 咧喺度咧描述緊呢個故事咧俾呢個國王。
And he's telling about this city. He's describing the gates of the body as being like a city.
咁咧呢度描述到咧身體嘅九個呢個叫咩咧？九個孔咧就係等於咧九道呢個城市嘅九道城門啦。
Yeah.The body has nine gates.
一個身體咧有九個孔嘅。
And Prabhupada explains how cities in the ancient times in India would have different gates around them.
Prabhupada 解釋到咧，古代嘅印度嘅城市咧，亦都咧又係有城門嘅。
Of course, in China we also see that.
咁喺中國咧，亦都見到嘅其實。
If you go to Xi'an, you can see a big wall, very big, very tall wall around the.
咁如果你到西安咧，會揾到一個城市咧，係有一個好高嘅城牆咧，係包圍住。
I was just in the place Shaoxing. Shaoxing, you know the city town of Shaoxing. You know Lushun. You know Lushun. You know the Chinese writer Lushun.
Oh, Lu Shun.
Very famous. Yeah. So he's from that town, Lushun.He's from the town Shaoxing, and they still have the wall. Beautiful city with many canals and a nice wall.
唔知中文叫咩咧？魯迅個家鄉咧，咁咧小城啊，唔知咩城咧？肇慶係嘛 ？Shaoxing。
Shaoxing。
啊，肇慶。咁個好多嗰啲細細條嘅運河啊。
嗯。So。
都攞杯水俾我，唔好咳。
Just that, so that.These different gates in the city, you know, different gates would be for different functions, different purposes.
唔同嘅城門咧有唔同嘅功能啦。
Just like in a hotel, to give us a more simple example, in a hotel, you know, they have different entrances. You know, for the people who are the visitors to the hotel, they've got the main big entrance, and you go through the big revolving door and enter into the main entrance where there's a reception.
就好似啲酒店嘅客人咧，會去嗰、那個迎，即係嗰個 counter 嗰度咧登記啦，係咯，又帶門入。
With a revolving door, you go in the front entrance, and there's a reception, and the people are standing there. And the man will salute you or something when you come in.
咁如果你去酒店門口咧，有啲看門嘅人咧就會向你致敬啦。咁你喺個正門嗰度入啦，有啲轉嗰啲門啦。
But then there's the workers' entrance. The workers, they probably come in some side door, and there's a clock there, and they have to stamp their cards.
咁如果喺酒店工作嘅即係工作人員咧，就要喺啲側門入邊入嚟啦。咁又可能要打卡啦，要登記幾多點翻工。
They can see who came in on time for work.
佢睇到邊個係有準時翻工啦。
And then there'll be another door where they take the rubbish out.
咁另外有一個後門咧，就係俾啲人倒垃圾嘅。
And then there's another door where they'd be bringing in the fresh food and supplies for the restaurant.
咁可能有一道門咧，就係咧俾啲人咧係供應啲物品啊，俾餐廳啊或者成個酒店用啊。
So in the same way, and just like there are these different entrances and exits in the hotel, in the same way in this body.We have also different halls or exits and entrances.
咁正如一個酒店有唔同嘅門啦，我哋嘅身體亦都係有唔同嘅孔啦。
Information is coming in, and things are going out.
咁我哋會收集一啲知識啦，咁有啲嘢會排出去啦。
So the whole idea is that this body, this is made up of senses, and these senses are meant for bringing pleasure to the body.
这个身体有不同的感官，那这些感官的功能原本是要令到我们得到这个身体是得到快乐的。
And we have to learn how to keep all of these different gates of the body in a healthy condition.
那就是说要保证这些身体的不同的孔是得到是健康的。
If you accumulate too much garbage at the door, you know, then people can't come in and out.
如果你的門口太多垃圾咧，啲人入唔到嚟咯。
Sometimes there will be congestion at the entrance.
咁所以有啲孔咧係會有阻塞咯。
People can't enter into the city or into the hotel.
啲人咧入唔到個城市咧，或個酒店咯。
So in the same way, we have to be careful how we live in this body.
咁所以我要好小心咧，點樣去居住喺呢個身體入邊咧
？In the Bhagavad Gita.Krishna describes one cannot be a yogi if they eat too much or eat too little.
博家梵高咧係有講到咧，一個瑜伽師咧唔可以食太多啦，亦唔可以食太少啦。
Some people eat too much, and some people eat too little.
有啲人食得太多啦，有啲人就食得太少啦。
Eat too much, you get diabetes.
食得太多咧就糖尿病啦。
Diabetes is a rich man's disease.
糖尿病咧係有錢人嘅富翁嘅病嚟嘅，富貴病係嘛？
And eat too little, and you get tuberculosis, TB.
如果你食得太少咧，原來會有呢個肺痨喎。
肺啊，啊
，Is it? Oh, I don't know about.
肺啊，啊 ，Isn't it? Yeah.
肺病。
Yeah, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, tuberculosis. Yeah.
Oh, for less.
Yeah, they eat too little. Don't get enough nutrition in their diet.
原來肺痨咧就係咧啲人咧營養不良啊。
So, In this way, we have to find the right balance for maintaining this body in a healthy condition.
所以咧，我要找尋一個平衡啦，係點樣去令到呢個身體咧喺一個健康嘅狀況咧
？Prabhupada said, "Young man cannot eat too much, but old man cannot eat too little."
咁帕瓦講咧，個年輕嘅人咧唔可以食得太多啦，一個老人家唔可以食得太少啦。
In this way, there are different principles or regulations for different people.
所以對於不同的人有不同的守則。
Everyone has to learn to live in this body so that it can perform its different functions.
所以每一個人要學會怎樣健康地在這個身體上生活。
We cannot sleep too much and cannot, we should not sleep too much and we should not sleep too little. Sleep too much will simply be always dreaming in the mode of ignorance. And sleep too little and we will not be able to function, we will be inattentive, we will make so many mistakes.
如果不夠睡,亦都會,你不可以集中,很容易做很多錯誤的事。
So the body is described here like a city, but in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also, he describes it like a city, but in another place, he also describes it as being like a machine.
巴爸爸在這裡形容一個身體就好像一個城市,在另外一個章節形容身體就好像一個機器一樣。
So all of these different and these different analogies are given to help us to understand the difference between the living entity and the body.
所以呢,這些這麼多的比喻呢,都是呢,讓我們明白呢,我們呢,不是這個身體。
The living entity is something different from this material body.
生物體呢,其實同這個物質身體是有分別的。
We're just as the machine does not operate without an operator.
就正如一個機器呢,如果沒有一個工人去操縱呢,這個機器呢,是不會動的。
The car needs somebody to drive the car.
一個車呢,需要一個司機呢,才可以駕駛。
The car is a wonderful machine, but without the expert driver, it's useless.
汽車是一個很有用的工具,但如果沒有一個精練的司機,這個車就沒有用了。
In the same way, this body can also be used in the proper way, but it needs also the proper person to discharge the duties of the body.
正如一樣,這個身體也是一個很好的工具,但需要一個精練的人去使用它。
So the duties of the human body are not simply like the duties of any other, of any animal world. Any lower species of life.
人類呢,不是跟低等的動物是一樣的,人類是有更高的職責的。
We're not meant just to only eat, sleep, mate, and defend.
我們呢,不應該只是飲食、睡眠和防衛交配。Although
these activities are there, they also have to be regulated and controlled.
雖然呢,是有這些活動,但是呢,我們需要呢,是去令到這些活動是規律化,還有呢,是控制它們的。
In the lower forms of life, in the animal species, then these activities are regulated by nature.
對於一些低等的動物,大自然自然會規律這些動物的活動。
Just like animals, they have their different mating seasons.
正如不同的動物,有不同交配的季節。
But the human form of life is given more facility.
人類的生命是有被提供更多的設施。
But that is not meant to be unrestricted.
但就不是說不需要去有節制。
The human form of life is given some intelligence, that they are meant to cultivate proper intelligence and discriminate between different activities.
人類得到這些智慧,其實要去分辨去做些不同,應該做些什麼活動。
Just like knowing what is proper food to be consumed by the body.
正如明白到身體需要吃什麼食物。
Just as one has to know how much food to eat, one has to also know what are the proper foods to eat.
一個人除了知道要適量的食物,亦都要知道是吃正確的食物。
Not that we can just simply eat anything.
即是不是什麼都放進口。
The animals, they also know what is their proper food.
動物也知道自己要吃什麼。There
are some, Prabhupada gives the examples about there are some gorillas, they can eat things which are as hard as iron almost.
巴巴描述過一些蝸蝸,連鐵都吃得下。And
they can digest it also.
它們可以消化。But
the human form of life is different, that we are not able to just simply consume any type of food.
人類的生命呢,就不可以呢,什麼都擠入口的。So
cultivating that knowledge and how to regulate and control the different senses is the principle of human life.
咁咧，其實去規律一個人嘅生活咧，係咧係人類生命嘅職責嚟嘅。
Just like in the yoga system, in the Ashtanga yoga system, the beginning is yam and niyam.
正如咧呢、這個八重瑜伽嘅頭兩部分咧，就係 yama 同埋 niyama。
That there are principles which govern the activities of the human being. One has to know what is the proper behavior.
咁咧一個就有啲守則咧，就係話俾人類聽知道咧，佢係應該做啲咩恰當嘅行為咧。
So similarly, in our Krishna consciousness movement, also we give a lot of importance to the behavior of devotees.
咁喺呢個 Krishna 之外嘅運動咧，我哋亦都好強調咧一個奉獻者嘅行為嘅。
It is said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that the behavior of a devotee establishes the nature of the religious principles.
咁喺《永恆的彩坦耶經》咧，描述到咧一位奉獻者嘅行為咧，係可以建立咧宗教嘅原則嘅。
If the religious principles are one thing and a devotee behaves another way, then it simply creates a disturbance.
咁但係如果咧宗教原則咧係啲奉獻者咧係冇跟隨宗教原則咧去做事咧，咁咧佢咧只會係為社會咧帶嚟好多騷擾。
There are many scriptures declaring many different aspects of the nature of religious principles, but still, unless people actually see this behavior in the activities of people, it will not have any substance.
雖然不同的經典都描述到咧宗教很多嘅原則啦，但係咧，如果沒有人咧去活出呢啲咁嘅教導嘅時候咧。咁呢啲教呢啲咁嘅原則咧，係都冇乜價值嘅。
So this Srila Prabhupada gave a lot of importance to teaching us these principles of Vaishnava behavior.
所以帕帕咧係俾咗好強調咧呢個愛是那亞嘅行為啊。
It is said some people preach but don't behave properly.
帕帕講咧，有啲人咧去傳教咧，但係佢哋嘅行為咧就好唔恰當。
And other people behave properly but don't preach。
有啲人咧嘅行為咧非常之好啦，但係咧佢哋又唔走去傳教。
But it was said that Haridas Thakur he was perfect because he both behaved properly and he preached。
咁咧講話説到咧呢、這個 Srila Haridas Thakur 咧係完美啦，因為咧佢咧。亦都行為咧非常之好啦，亦都係去傳教啦。
So there's a very strong connection there between preaching and behavior.
咁所以咧，傳教啦，同埋咧一個人自己嘅行為咧係有好強烈嘅一個關係嘅。
So this is if we're active in the Krishna consciousness movement, it is important for us that we both understand the philosophy of Krishna consciousness and behave proper according to this understanding.
呢個 Krishna 呢個運動咧有一個好緊密嘅關係嘅時候咧，咁我哋就要咧係去同時咧去遵守呢啲宗教原則啦，即係有好嘅行為咧，亦都咧要去傳教嘅。
So Narada Muni is explaining in great detail about this the nature of this.Body being like a city and describing all of the different doors.
咁Narada Muni咧係好詳細咁樣咧去描述咧呢個用一個城市咧去比喻一個身體嘅唔同嘅細節嘅。
In the coming verses, he's going to describe in detail each and every door and the different activities which are performed there.
咁咧跟住下一個詩節咧，佢會形容咧每一道閘門咧呢個城門咧有咩功能啦。
Now, certainly some of the senses are more powerful than others.
肯定地有某一些感官是比其他感官更加强烈的。
Especially, we understand the importance of controlling the tongue.
我们要明白到是控制舌头的重要性。
Just like we say when before taking prasadam, that of all the senses, the tongue is the most voracious and difficult to control.
咁講到去榮耀 prasadam 嘅時候咧，已經係講一個土文咧，係描述到咧呢個舌頭係最難去控制，佢最兇猛嘅。
But we can control this tongue by both engaging in it and tasting prasadam and also in chanting the glories of the Lord.
有兩樣嘢呢個舌頭可以做啦， 第一呢就係榮耀祭如啦， 第二呢就係呢去榮耀呢主嘅逍遙時光嘅。
So the more that our tongue is properly engaged, the easier it is for us to control all of the other senses.
所以如果你嘅舌頭所做嘅活動呢係恰當嘅時候呢， 咁你更加呢係容易呢控制你嘅舌頭。
It is said that Krishna consciousness begins with the tongue, and the tongue is used in tasting and chanting.
呢有一個講法呢，就係話呢，Krishna知覺呢係用個舌頭開始去做嘅。咁首先係去品嚐prasadam啦，跟住呢係去唱頌呢主嘅聖名啦。
But of course, it's also important that we use the mind, that the mind is also properly controlled.
咁另外一方面呢，我亦都呢要好小心呢，要去控制我哋嘅心意啦。
Because higher than the senses is the mind.
因為感官之上呢，就係我哋嘅心意啦。
Therefore, Maharaj Ambarish is described that in the very beginning, he fixed his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna.
咁所以呢，呢個Maharaj Ambarish呢，就好最初嘅時候呢，已經係講到呢，係自己呢，係將自己嘅心意呢，係專注喺主嘅蓮花座。
And then he engaged all of his senses in the service of Krishna.
咁跟住呢，佢用佢所有嘅其他嘅感官呢，係去服務Krishna。
So if we want to do devotional service, if we want to control our senses, we have to first of all use the mind.
咁所以如果我哋呢係想去收集Krishna之覺啦，去想做奉獻服務啦，咁首先呢，我哋呢就係要控制我哋嘅心意。
It's the mind which is going to direct the senses.
咁係個心意呢，係去指引呢我哋嘅感官。
And that power to control the mind has to come from intelligence.
咁呢， 去控制個心意嘅力量呢，係嚟自我哋嘅智慧啦。
And this intelligence is coming also directly as a result of the grace of the super soul.
咁呢智慧呢亦都係呢嘅得到呢係嚟自呢個超靈嘅恩典啊。
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvasya chaham riti sanivisto matak smritir gyanam apohanam cha. That I am in the hearts of all living entities, and from me comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness.
咁咧，火加梵哥講到咧，就係話咧，一個人嘅慧望啦、記憶啦、智慧咧，都全部都係嚟自我嘅。
So if we want to remember Krishna, Krishna is there in the heart. He will inspire us according to our desire.
咁所以，如果我哋想憶念 Krishna 嘅時候咧，咁咧。 Krishna 係知道嘅，咁咧係全部咧視乎我哋嘅慾望。
If we are desiring sincerely to take shelter of Krishna and to use our senses in the service of Krishna, Krishna will give us the intelligence to remember him.
所以如果你嘅慾望咧係用你嘅智慧咧，你嘅思想咧去服務 Krishna 嘅時候咧，咁咧 Krishna 咧就會俾個智慧去
Then
做得到嘅。
Intelligence will give the direction to the mind.
咁呢個智慧呢就會呢去指引我哋嘅指導呢我哋嘅心意呢去做正確嘅事。
And the mind will give the proper direction to the senses.
而呢個心意呢就會呢指引其他嘅感官呢去
In this way the living entity can properly engage in Krishna consciousness.
咁樣嘅話呢個生物體呢就可以呢恰當地咁去從事呢奉獻服務。
But it all depends, everything rests on our own desire.
但係所有一切呢都係依靠呢我哋嘅慾望。
So how do we get this desire for taking shelter of Krishna?
我哋呢點樣呢係去歸依俾 Krishna 呢？
That is why we have to have activities like hearing scriptures, chanting the holy name, worshipping the deities.
咁所以點解我哋有呢啲活動呢？好似閱讀、聆聽經典啦，去唱頌聖名啦，崇拜神像啦。
All of these different devotional activities will purify our heart and help us to awaken the pure desire for service to the Lord.
所以有呢啲一切奉獻嘅活動呢，都可以淨化我哋嘅心靈啦，讓我哋呢慢慢呢係得到呢對神嘅愛。
The process of devotional service is a practice.
奉獻服務嘅程序呢係一個修習嚟嘅。
Prabhupada explains, just like the young child in the beginning cannot walk and often falls in attempting to walk.
小朋友初初是學行路的時候是一路行一路跌，但慢慢他就會學會行。
In the same way, we will often forget Krishna. We are often overwhelmed by material desires.
同樣地，我們很多時候都會忘記 Krishna， 都因為我們的物質慾望是以這個頭昏腦脹的。
But if we continue to endeavor, if we sincerely call out to Krishna to help us, then gradually we can become steady and we can conquer over the material energy.
但如果我們很誠懇向 Krishna 祈禱，希望祂幫我們，慢慢我們就可以超越這個物質的能量。
So just like Krishna is speaking to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita in 6th chapter, and he was describing to Arjuna about the process of yoga and how to control the mind.
Krishna 向 Arjuna 解釋在瑜伽的體系，一個人怎樣去慢慢去學識控制心意和感官。
But Arjuna said, I can't do this. My mind is restless. My mind is like the wind.
Arjuna 就說我做不到，因為我的心意好像旋風一樣，我控制不到我的心意。
But Krishna said, Abhyasena tu kanteya vairagena chakriyate. By constant practice and detachment, Arjuna, it is possible.
Krishna 就說他說如果你恆常去修練和不依附，慢慢你是可以做得到的。
So these are the two main elements.First of all, constant practice, and then also detachment.
咁有兩樣嘢咧，即係第一咧就係恆常嘅修練啦，咁第二咧就係咧棄絕啦。
We have to learn to detach ourselves from this material body.
咁我要學會咧點樣唔依附咧呢個物質嘅身體。
Remember the example of the man, the devotee who asked his guru how to get freed from this attachment.
我記得有一個故事，一個門徒問他的靈性導師，他怎樣去擺脫一些衣服。
So the guru said, yeah, and just in a little while I will show you.
靈性導師就說我一會就會告訴你的。
So after some time, the disciple could hear his guru calling out, Help! Help! Save me! Save me!
門徒一會就聽到靈性導師說救命啊救命啊請你救我啦。
And then so the disciple came running and he saw his guru holding on to the tree and he was shouting, Help! Help!
門徒出去就找到靈性導師，靈性導師攬著棵樹馬上在那裡叫救命啊救命啊。
The disciple said, What's wrong, Gurudev?
門徒就問靈性導師，你有什麼問題啊？
He said, Get me free! Get me free!
他說靈性導師就說你讓我得到自由啦。
But he said you just have to let go of the tree.
門徒就說你自己就放手，不要攬著棵樹就可以了。
So then the guru said yes. He said this is how you get free from the material energy, from material nature.
靈性導師就說了，這個就是你怎樣去不依附物質能量的方法。
We just have to let go.
我們就是呢即係 let go 啦，即係唔依附啦。
We just have to take just give up this attachment, this strong desire for enjoying the material world.
我哋咧只不過需要咧係放棄咧呢個咁強烈嘅依附咧。
Of course, this is easy to say, but very difficult to do.
呢個當然咧非常之容易咁樣去講啦，但係咧做起上嚟非常之困難。
So again, we have to actually really want to get free.
咁另一方面咧，我哋咧真係希望咧，慾望咧係想咧係免除於呢個物質能量嘅捆綁。
When we repent in our heart how we've become entangled in this material world，
當我哋內心咧喺度懺悔咧，自己咧點解喺咁受呢個物質世界所捆綁咧
？That when we regret that I've been so that I'm wasting so much my valuable time。
或者你後悔自己浪費很多的時間，
Just trying to get some little drops of pleasure from this material world.
嘗試在這個物質世界找尋點滴的快樂。
So then we call out to Krishna, Please give me some strength to help me to get free of all this attachment.
我們應該向 Krishna 很誠懇地祈禱， 就希望咧 ，Krishna 俾咗力量我哋咧，可以咧係得到真正嘅自由。
And of course, for one who is attracted to Krishna, then it's very easy.
但係對於一啲人嚟講咧，如果佢哋係好受到 Krishna 所吸引嘅時候咧，對佢哋嚟講咧非常之容易。
So if we cultivate some attraction, if we're attracted by the beauty of the deities.
咁我哋咧要培養一啲對 Krishna 嘅吸引啦，就譬如你受到神像嘅美麗嘅吸引啦。
We enjoy to chant the holy names and dance in ecstasy with the devotees.
我哋咧享受咧係去唱頌 Krishna 嘅聖名啦，同埋咧喺 Kirtan 嗰度咧係跳舞啦，狂喜極樂啦。
Or we love the philosophy. We love reading Prabhupada's books.
我哋好喜愛咧閱讀 Prabhupada 嘅書籍啦。
Or even if we just love the prasadam.Then it becomes so much easier to get freed from the attachment to the material world.
咁如果咁样嘅话咧，你咧就可以较为容易咧系摆脱咧呢个物质世界嘅捆绑。
So we have to always think how to, you know, how to make Krishna consciousness easier and more palatable for people.
所以咧，我哋經常咧要去思考咧，點樣令到咧 Krishna 之覺咧，讓到別人咧容易啲接受。
Even if we have all these elements, still sometimes it's hard for people to take to Krishna consciousness.
雖然咧，我哋有咁多美好嘅元素咧，但係咧，有時咧，對於一啲人嚟講咧，都係非常之困難咧，要佢去收集咧 Krishna 之覺。
Just like here in Hong Kong, we have beautiful deities, we have wonderful prasadam, lots of prasadam.But still, some people find it hard.
咁雖然香港嘅廟宇咧有咁美麗嘅神像咧，有咁好味嘅 prasadam 咧，有時仲有好多 prasadam 咧，但有時呢啲人都有困難嘅，要去修練 Krishna 之覺。
Personal relationships are very important.
人與人之間嘅關係咧非常之重要。
That people, although everything may be very nice here, if people don't feel welcome, they won't come.
咁如果可能其他嘅事情都好美好咧，但系如果佢一個人覺得咧係受歡迎嘅時候咧，佢就唔會嚟噶啦。
So I mean, we don't have to offend anybody, but if we just, you know, if we just don't make a point of being really nice to people, still, you know, sometimes people will not like it.
咁所以咧，如果我哋咧唔努力咧，係去對人哋咧係友善啲好啲咧，咁咧啲人咧都可能唔會中意你嘅。
Sometimes it's really easy to be nice to new people.
咁有時咧，好容易咧，對啲新嚟嘅人咧，係好好咁樣對待佢哋啦。
But you know, if people have been coming a longer time, then we're often indifferent to them.
但如果有啲人嚟得時間比較長啲嘅時候咧，可能你對佢咧又會有唔同嘅態度。
Some people tell me like that. They say, "Well, when I was a new devotee, they were so nice to me. But now now I'm initiated, and since I've been coming a long time, they don't bother about me."
有個人就講啦，佢話：我啱嚟做 devotee 嘅時候，個個都對我好好嘅，但係我啟迪咗之後咧，啲人就唔理我嘅。
So we have to try to care. You know, we have to feel caring for. We have to be very devotee caring. Take very.Great care of all the devotees, the new and the old ones.
咁所以咧，我哋要好好照顧咧，無論係新舊嘅奉獻者咧，都要好極大嘅關注啦。
It's so sad, you know. Mother Padma was talking yesterday how they printed that book with the Yuja Jinxes with the picture of the devotees, and she said she's the only devotee still remaining in that picture.So we've seen, you know, of course Maya is very strong. It's not surprising when people go. It's surprising that people remain.
當然啦 ，Maya 非常之強而有力啦。咁咧，即係有啲人咧係離開咧係唔出奇啦，但係留得低嗰啲先係神奇嘅。
Srila Prabhupada's own spiritual master used to say, it's not surprising that there's so few people in the temple. It's just surprising that there are still some people in the temple.
Prabhupada 的靈性導師說呢，他說呢，其實廟宇呢，剩下很少人在這裡，其實一點都不出奇的。但是為什麼還有人在這裡呢？其實才是一個出奇的事。
Because Maya is so powerful.
Maya 呢, 非常之有力。
I mean, just look how attractive they've made Hong Kong.
你看看它令到香港多有吸引力。
I mean, look at that. The money they spend on trying to attract people to Maya.
你看看他们呢用的钱呢尝试去吸引的人呢去 Maya 呢是用了多少钱。
How they decorate the material, how they use the material energy for decorating and attracting the senses of conditioned souls.
人是用多少钱呢去装饰这个物质自然呢是呢想吸引呢啲灵魂呢去摩耶的怀抱。
But still we have Krishna.
仍然呢我们有 Krishna.
And Krishna is all attractive.
而 Krishna 呢是最具吸引力的。
And Krishna's devotees are also all attractive.
Krishna 的奉献者亦都是非常之有吸引力的。
So we have to just endeavor and pray to Krishna, please help us, please give me strength that we can try to serve you nicely.
咁我哋应该咧，好热诚啦，系向 Krishna 咧祷告咧，系希望咧我哋可以好好咁去服务佢咯。
Any questions? Comments?
有冇咩评语啊？
Yes. Lalita Sundari.
Lalita. Lalita asking the some relationship problem among the devotees. Is it a psychological problem? Can why Krishna consciousness cannot help?
No, Krishna consciousness can definitely solve all the problems.
Krishna 知道肯定可以解決所有嘅問題啦。
But we may not be advanced enough to be able to be Krishna conscious to solve the problem.
但問題咧就係我哋可能唔夠靈性進步咧，係用 Krishna 知覺咧去解決呢啲問題。
Usually the problems come because of the lack of Krishna consciousness.
咁通常問題存在咧就係咧係欠缺咧 Krishna 知覺。
Somebody doesn't have Krishna consciousness and somebody is very lacking in Krishna consciousness and they use their material, they use the influence of the modes of material nature to influence others and pull other people who are not very strong in Krishna consciousness. So we have to be a little careful. You need always to have shelter from some strong devotees.
我哋咧經常要托俾一啲比較堅強嘅奉獻者。
Devotee problems come and go.
奉獻者之間嘅問題咧，嚟嚟去去咯。
It's not an eternal thing.
唔係永恆嘅。
Krishna consciousness is eternal.
Krishna 知覺咧係永恆。
What seems to be a problem one day with devotees is quickly forgotten tomorrow.
咁奉獻者之間嘅問題咧，今日可能存在咧，聽日可能就被忘記啦。
But our Krishna consciousness that is eternal.
但 Krishna 知覺咧就係永恆。
We have to just stay fixed in service to Krishna.
我们只需要是坚定于在 Krishna 服务。
We should see these problems as being a little test from Krishna to make us more stronger, to take shelter of Him.
我们应该看这些问题是 Krishna 想希望我们更加坚强是要去托庇祂。
If some other devotee is giving us some problem, we should think that this devotee is definitely having some difficulties. We should understand that.
咁如果有一個奉獻者俾一啲麻煩你嘅時候咧，咁你要明白咧，這個奉獻者肯定有一啲問題啦。
But don't let their difficulties influence you.
但係唔好讓佢哋自己嘅困難咧係影響你。
We just simply have to go on and do our service for Krishna.
咁我哋只係需要咧繼續咧為 Krishna 服務咯。
So devotees tolerant.
呢個奉獻者咧係好容忍嘅。Is it Maharaj? Is it the I was talking with Shravaniya Mataji to say the Ananta Niviti stage is very difficult, like the curing of the dirt from the heart. It's very, sometimes takes a long time. And
oh yeah, yeah, anatta nivritti takes a very long time.
This anatta nivritti, 即係清除內心嘅污垢嘅階段咧，係都好困難同埋好長時間。
You know, after initiation, we come to the stage of anatta nivritti, which means getting rid of all the material desires in the heart, purifying our heart.
咁咧喺啟迪之後咧，我哋就開始咧進入一個叫 anatta nivritti 咧，就係咧去淨化我哋內心嘅所有嘅物質慾望啊。
And once you get through anatta nivritti, then you come to nishta, or being fixed and steady in Krishna consciousness.
當你咧係超越咗，即係過咗呢個 anatta nivritti 嘅階段咧，你就會叫 nishta 啦，即係咧就你會就變得好堅定於咧呢個奉獻服務。
And once you get up to nista, and like then it goes very fast. But you have to get through anatta nivritti first.
咁咧，如果你去到 nista 嘅階段咧，咁你嘅進步咧就會好快啦。但係咧，你首先咧就要即係經過曬過咗呢個 anatta nivritti， 將內心所有嘅物質慾望咧都清除啦。咁嘅時候咧，你就好快嘅。
So I mean, we have to be patient, you know, especially you know.After taking initiation, you know, it means like we're just born, you know, so we're new to, you know, we only took birth, you know, we're still little children really in spiritual eyes.
咁咧，一個人咧接受咗啟迪之後咧，就其實好似啱啱再出世咁樣，啱好似 BB 仔咧，咁咧係一啲好喺靈性嘅角度咧係好幼嫩咯。
It takes going to take time for us to get.Through all of these troubles which can come in our devotional service.
咁咧係要經歷一段時間啦，同埋一啲努力咧，先可以咧通過咧唔同嘅呢啲靈修嘅階段。
But my main point in relation to your question is that we shouldn't get disturbed by the troubles of others.
咁我又想強調咧，就係咧，我哋你唔應該咧係受到別人嘅問題咧所影響。
We should feel some compassion for them that, oh, this person's definitely disturbed about something.
咁咧，你應該用一個憐憫嘅角度咧，去睇呢個奉獻者啦。咁佢呢個奉獻者肯定咧係受到某一啲事情咧係所騷擾嘅。
But I'm not going to let him disturb my devotional service.
但係咧，我就唔會因為佢咧而去騷擾我嘅奉獻服務啦。
And in this way, just go on with our devotional.
咁如此咧，我哋就應該繼續咁樣去做奉獻服務啦。
Human relations can be a problem in the material world. People they spend a lot of money and they pay, they do make a lot of effort to try to work on human relations.
人際關係咧，喺物質世界啲人都係用好多金錢咧，係去想去搞好啲嘅。呢個人際關係。
Just trying to get people to work together and understand each other.
就係嘗試咧，令有啲人咧好喺度喺通力合作咁去工作啦，咁同埋一個好嘅關係咧，都要花好多精力。
But in Krishna consciousness, it will happen very easily, provided people follow the regulative principles.
咁樣對於 Krishna 之國嘅奉獻者其實係好容易嘅，但係咧呢啲奉獻者咧就要跟隨咧規範守則。
Provided people will come and attend classes and sit together with the devotees and discuss the philosophy, there'll be no problems.
如果奉獻者咧都嚟參加呢個哲學嘅講課咧，一齊討論呢個哲學咧，咁一定咧就唔會有問題嘅。
The problems come when people are not willing to do that.
個問題咧就係啲奉獻者咧唔願意嚟參加嚟參與。
They won't come and sit in the class. They say, I'm too busy. I have so many other things to do.
咁啲人咧就會話自己有太多其他嘢要做啦，太忙啦，唔得閒嚟聽經啦。
And then they have problems, and then they make problems for other people.
跟住佢自己有問題咧，跟住咧佢又為其他人咧帶嚟問題。
Okay.
Thank you, Marsh.
Shula Prabhupada.
Jai.